Brady, quarterback sneak to the left side, is driven back. Hold everything. Baltimore had called a timeout. Fires left. Caught to the far corner. Oh, my goodness. Patriots escape. Incomplete, and the Patriots take over on down. A tough win over a very good football team. He's down the sideline. He might take it all away, and he is into the end zone. The crowd stunned. The ball ripped out of his hands and recovered by the Ravens. A blitz by Ray Lewis and Saxon. Intercepted by the Ravens. And that's the ball game, and that's the season. Intended for Todd Heath, and flags go down. He goes to the right with it. Open touchdown to Deion Branch. Kick is good. Patriots win.
He has words for Ray Lewis.
In and out of the hands. Battled away by Moore.
Kick is...
He hooked it! No good! No good!
The kick is good, and the game is over, and the Patriots lose by a point.
You're looking live at Gillette Stadium, where in less than 24 hours, the New England Patriots and the Baltimore Ravens will play for a chance at the biggest prize in football. And now, you're looking live outside the home of Robert Kraft. Tonight, the Patriots owner is hosting a party on the eve of the AFC Championship game for the eighth time in his 19 years at the helm. And tonight, the host has invited us along. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this championship edition of Patriots All Access. I'm Steve Burton, presented by Pepsi. And let me tell you, we're going to have a great night tonight. 1 year after an exciting win that sent the Patriots to their seventh Super Bowl, the Pats find the Baltimore Ravens in front of them again for a chance to get to the ultimate game. And that opportunity came after a convincing yet costly win over the Houston Texans. Here are some sights and sounds from that Texans game.
The sights and sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the Patriots.
One play at a time, all through 60 minutes of it.
I love every single one of your asses.
You
and we're going to leave every single thing on this damn field.
All right, baby. Go get this one.
Foster coming to the right, and he just gets swallowed up.
You've got to hold the edge out there on Foster, okay? He's going to dip in there, but he's going to go outside. You got to hold the edge.
Snap to Brady, looks to the left. Marine wide open. Walks into the end zone for a touchdown.
Good job, man. You guys are doing great.
Hand off to Ridley up the middle, inside the five, and into the end zone. Touchdown. Boy, is he quick.
That's the way to stay tight. That's the way to stay tight.
Here's the rush to Schaub. He fires up the field. It's intercepted at the 30-yard line. Rob Minkovich.
You, baby!
That was so heavy!
Brady passed to the left side. Lloyd into the end zone. Easily touchdown.
We said 60 minutes. We ain't done. Hey, we ain't done, fellas. We ain't done, Shano.
Snap the break. Steps up. Shoots it long and deep down the left side. And it is caught. Spectacular catch for a touchdown by Shane Vereen.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's nice. That was good.
All right, good job, Mel. Man, good job. Man, it was tough.
It was tough. Like it should be at this time of year.
Okay, look, fellas, this time of year, each game gets bigger, each game gets tougher. All right? Each game gets tougher. It'll be tough this week. It's going to be tough this week. It's a one-week season. It's what we do between really now, all right, and next Sunday. That's our season. What happens in the next week? All right, so let's put everything we got into it. It'll be tougher this week than it was last week. All right? It's going to be. It's a better team. It's
It's a better team. They deserve to be there. So do we. We got to get on these Ravens. We got to get on them hard. Everything you got into it, fellas, let's sell out now. We got a lot at stake. Put ourselves in a good position. Now it all comes down to what we can do this week. And the competition starts tomorrow. Tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, all the way through the week. It's not just Sunday. It's our preparation and our readiness for the game. All right? It's a good job today. You guys made enough plays to win. We can play better. We're going to play better. All right? Congratulations. Good to be in the AFC Championship game. It's a long haul back here. It's a long haul back.
Well, tomorrow will be the third time the Pats and Ravens have met in this past year. And as Brian Lowe tells us, both teams have the ultimate respect of their opponent.
The Patriots are in the AFC Championship game.
Divisional round weekend came and went, and the AFC finalists were in place. Seem familiar? 1 year ago, the Pats escaped Gillette Stadium with a berth in the Super Bowl by defeating the Baltimore Ravens.
Steps up, fires to the end zone, and it is batted away by Moore.
And now, bring on Baltimore again.
We have a ton of respect for the Ravens. You know, we feel like they're in our division. It seems like we play them every year, once or twice. And it always seems like it comes down to the last couple of series in a game.
When the Pats and Ravens hooked up back in week three, the game was decided by the slimmest of margins.
The kick is good, and the Patriots lose by a point.
At the time, the two teams were widely regarded as the best teams in the conference. And now that they are indeed fighting for the AFC title, the Patriots expect a wire-to-wire battle. The last three matchups between the two teams have been decided by a combined total of just 7 points.
They're going to have high energy, man, and they're going to come and play. They've been here before. This isn't anywhere that they're not familiar with. And, you know, for us, we're going to have to come out here and play our best football if we're trying to go to the next level with this.
It all comes down to this 60-minute contest for the Pats. After nearly 100 practices, countless film sessions and positional meetings, 16 regular season games, and one playoff win, a chance to reach the Super Bowl once again is the prize if they get the job done against Baltimore.
I think we're very short-term focused and playing against a great football team that has obviously deserved the right to be here. You know, all our focus is on this week.
You have the best two teams in the AFC playing in the AFC Championship. But the sad thing is somebody has to lose.
Well, it is indeed true that someone has to lose. But the Patriots have only lost the AFC Championship game once in their history. That was after the 2006 season. The other seven opportunities they've won, including all four here in Foxborough. We'll see tomorrow night if they'll earn the franchise's eighth Super Bowl appearance. For Patriots All Access, I'm Brian Lowe.
All right, Brian, thank you very much. Joining me now is former Patriot quarterback Scott Zolak, and I got to ask you straight up, what is the mood of this football team right now, especially the night before the AFC Championship?
I think it's an air of confidence. They've been here before, Steve. Uh-huh. This is a big game. I think both teams deserve to be here, regardless of who wins this game. I think when they advance, and I say when they advance, I think they're going to win, they have stability at three places: ownership, head coach, and quarterback.
Uh-huh.
Quarterback's been in the league for 13 years. We know the record with he and Coach Belichick. They'll be prepared. There's a lot of rookies playing on defense, but there's enough key veterans like Brady, Will Fort, and Cordy to get ready to play these Ravens.
These guys nervous, no matter what?
Everybody's nervous. Sure, you're nervous. I'm nervous. They're nervous. The owner's nervous. Everybody's. I think it's more anxiety than nerves.
All right, so thank you very much.
Thanks. See you later.
Stick around. Well, much more is a little later on in the show. We are still plenty ahead on this Patriots Live edition of Patriots All Access, live from the home of Robert Kraft.
Coming up on All Access.
We have Tom Brady mic'd up.
You were awesome. You were awesome.
Nice job.
And later, we chat with Patriots owner Robert Kraft and NFL commissioner Roger Goodell.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
This special live AFC Championship edition of Patriots All Access is presented by Pepsi. Patriots fans can download the Pepsi Patriots Anthem at www.pepsianthems.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. From a raucous Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, the AFC Championship is on the line. Fires up the field. It is caught by Gronkowski at the 40-yard line of the Baltimore Ravens.
He's slow to get up, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's limping. And he's going to have to come out of the game. Brady leaps into the end zone. Touchdown! And the Patriots regain the lead. Fires to the end zone. It is going to be incomplete. In and out of the hands of the intended receiver, Lee Evans, on the near side. Snap. Ball down. Kick up. Kick is...
He hooked it! No good! No good! He missed it!
And the Patriots are going to the Super Bowl!
And going easy!
Welcome back to this championship edition of Patriots All Access, coming to you live from the home of Robert Kraft. You know, in the NFL, familiarity doesn't breed contempt, but rather respect, as Scott Zolak found out when he talked to Bill Belichick earlier this week.
Today's Coffee with the Coach is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, Coach, first of all, congratulations. Second straight AFC game you're hosting in your own stadium. That's a remarkable feat for you and your team.
Well, it's a privilege to be playing in this game, and you know, it's a great opportunity for a football team. We've worked hard this year, and certainly the players put in a lot of hours and time, both on and off the field, in preparation, and they perform well under pressure to win those games to put us in this spot. So, you know, now hopefully we can take advantage of it.
All right, you go back to the beginning of December, even 4 or 5 weeks ago. A lot of people have written this Ravens team off. Fair to say that this is the toughest mentally tested team you guys have faced in the Baltimore Ravens?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I think that's easy to say, and they've been that way for quite a while. You know, they've been in the playoffs the last 5 years. They've won playoff games the last 5 years, so they've always been able to win in the playoffs. They've won a lot of playoff games on the road. They're mentally and physically tough. They're well coached. They're sound. They play a lot of good football, and I think there's a reason for their success over time and their consistency, and they've shown that time and again. Certainly the Denver game, they had a lot of things going against them in that game, the short week, the travel to Denver, the, you know, all that stuff, double overtime, but they just did what they needed to do to win, and that's why they're here.
I think the Denver game is so fresh in everybody's minds, everybody watched it, that you can't forget the long plays, the chunk plays downfield. How much of their offense is predicated on trying to get, you know, big shots down the field?
Well, they take them in every game, and they hit them in every game, and they get them to a lot of different guys. Certainly, you know, Bolden and Torrey Smith make the majority of them, but they've gotten plenty from their tight ends and from their other receivers as well as some checkdowns and running plays to Rice and Pierce. So those guys are dangerous in the passing game and in the running game, and they get the ball to the receivers, whether it be down the sideline or if you play two cover two, they'll run the middle reads to Bolden and the tight ends. So they can do it a lot of different ways, and you know, it's really everybody's just got to hold up out there. I mean, you can't just put it all on one guy, because they get it to everybody. Whoever's got their guy has got to be able to, you know, keep the ball from getting thrown over our head.
All right, sounds good, Coach. We're all looking forward to it. Time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from K Hatch 1187. Wants to know that with the new rules with the NFL, all scoring plays, all change of possession goes to review. How has that changed the way you handle throwing the red flag out of the sock?
Well, it certainly, in one respect, makes it a lot easier, because you don't have to worry about whether to challenge those plays or not. It's automatic. So, and again, those are a lot of the kind of plays that you would want to challenge as a coach. So, you know, a lot of the plays now that get challenged are the ones that are just short of that, the ones that aren't touchdowns, but maybe you think they are if you're the offensive team, or that aren't turnovers, but you think might be a turnover if you're the team getting the turnover. It's the ones that are almost those plays. Those are the ones that are probably most likely to be challenged.
Coach, has been great with the questions all year long. Keep them coming. Got to follow us at Patriots, hashtag it AskBB. We're going to look at the Belustrator later. What are we going to look at with the Ravens?
Oh, some explosive plays.
All right, sounds good. We're looking forward to it.
All right, guys, thank you very much. Joining me now is a man who's given his heart and soul to the Patriots, former Patriot running back Kevin Falk, who's going to be an honorary captain for tomorrow's game.
How special is that going to be for you?
Real special, Steve. Especially going on with what happened this whole year, me retiring, everything, and especially with Matt Light as well. So it's a really special honor for us.
Talk about the Patriots' running game and how much you've helped these running backs. You know, these guys have really stepped up this year.
Well, it's kind of surprising me of how much I've helped because they've done a whole lot this year on their own.
Well, they've talked about you helping them.
Well, I'm pretty sure they're talking about last year. Just coming in and learning the little things a lot about just being a professional and understanding what you have to do as a football player to maintain and be successful. As far as just what Steven was talking about, it's just about being a person, being a good person that your family, your mom taught you about, and that's where it comes from.
You know, are you surprised how each back has been able to step up, whether it's Ridley, Vereen, Woodhead, or what?
It's what you've known them to do. It's what you've known to do, I mean. How they do it and how they prepare themselves is what's showing. Every guy knows that each game may not be for that person.
Uh-huh. Right.
It can
and
be
it's different
another
game
guy. Exactly. And to see what happened last week with Woodhead getting hurt and Shane Vereen stepping in, that just was a compliment to all the guys out there.
All right, K-Fa.
Thank you.
On the field tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. All right, coming up next, two men who many people say are the most powerful men in football. That's next. Patriots All Access continues in just a moment.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of service to their clients. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Throw, look, shoots it to the left, and it is going to be caught in the end zone for a touchdown. Back to throw, better pull the trigger in a hurry. He does, touchdown right over the middle to Julian Edelman. Back to throw, shoots it to the right side. It's going to be tipped incomplete. Oh, my God, a flag like that. 27-yard field goal attempt coming for the Ravens to win it. Got the snap, ball down, the kick is up. The kick is good, and the game is over, and the Patriots lose by a point.
Welcome back to the home of Robert Kraft for this live championship edition of Patriots All Access. And joining me now is the host of the party, Mr. Robert Kraft, along with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. And guys, first of all, thank you for allowing us to come into your home, and thank you for joining us as well. Robert, I want to start with you. Eight times in the last 16 years, your team has reached the AFC Championship game. What are you most proud of?
Well, I think back to sitting in the stands, and I know we only, in the first 34 years, we only had one home playoff game, which we lost to Houston in 1978. So I just pinch myself, but we're blessed to have great coaches and players. And to be in this game 2 years in a row, we're just so excited.
Roger, last weekend, three of the four games were instant classics, and you got now two championship games coming up. How do you balance the fact that you're a fan and the responsibilities of being a commissioner all at the same time? How do you weigh those two? How do you balance those two things out?
Well, it's easy because I'm a fan first.
You're a fan first?
Yeah, I love the game of football. I can watch football all day long and every day of the week, and that's what we're all about. And last week, you're right, those games were classics. It was just great football, but it was representative of what we've seen all season.
Uh-huh.
You know, we've had a great season with a lot of really unpredictable performances, both from a team standpoint and an individual standpoint. To see these young rookies come in and play the way they have, particularly a quarterback, but also they're such great kids off
right.
the field. I mean, that's what I think Robert and I, we talk about, we got great people in our locker room. They're good young men, and we're proud of them.
What do you like most about this year's team when you look at this team?
You know, I was thinking about it. The locker room is great. But what excites me is we're now in the top quarter or bottom quarter youth. This is one of the youngest teams we've had, and we still have these great core veterans, you know, like Vince and Gerard and Tommy. So it's pretty special to see these young guys. And a couple guys who have joined us who have been in the league a long time and have never been in the playoffs. It's really, the excitement in the locker room is great.
No question about it. Commissioner, when you first came to the league, the Patriots were one of the weakest franchises in the league until he came in and stepped over, took over. How did you see them change over the period of time? How did this team get stronger, in your opinion?
Well, you got to give the Kraft family and Robert and Jonathan, you know, all the credit, because, you know, we struggled with this team. You know, there was, before they bought the franchise, there were rumors that they were going to move the franchise. The stadium was a challenge for us. Their on-field performance was obviously struggling. And they've done a magnificent job, not just the success on the field, but also what they mean off the field. I think that makes a bigger statement. This community and this region is so proud of the team, and the Crafts give back to their community better than anybody, and that's really what it's all about.
For the first time since the mid-90s of the Steelers, you guys are hosting, a franchise is hosting back-to-back AFC Championship games, and it's your franchise. You got to be very proud of that, but let me ask you this. The expectations now have risen. Nowadays, it's Super Bowl or bust, and how do you handle that?
Well, I think I watch my grandchildren. You know, they grew up. Some of them were born in 96, the year we went to our first Super Bowl, and they've grown up with a different atmosphere than we have, and we have created a level of expectation with the fans that's special, but I sort of like it. We got to keep it going.
You know, last week, most points scored in the divisional round. I mean, football is just getting more and more exciting. TV ratings are going through the roof. But how, and is it a concern of you to keep this league growing? How do you keep this league growing? What ideas do you have there? You know, you understand what I'm saying, as it expands?
Yeah, you never take your success for granted. Mm-hmm. We always look at how we can make the game safer for our players, how we can make it more exciting. The competition is extraordinary, to your point. We're fortunate to have the greatest game in the world, and we have to protect it, and we have to nurture it, and we have to make sure that we take the position that we're not number one, we're number two, and we're gonna keep working to get better and better every year.
Robert, your first AFC Championship game, remember it, back in 1996?
Jacksonville. The old Foxborough Stadium. They went up and beat Denver. Actually, now that I think about it, deja vu all over again.
There you go. Wow.
Jacksonville beat Denver in Denver.
There you go.
And we wound up with it. Wow. Was that the fog game when Bledsoe threw the long pass to Terry Glenn?
And you couldn't see it.
Yeah,
you couldn't
wow.
see it to the far. Well, okay, seven championship games later, here's the question. Do you enjoy them, or are you too nervous to enjoy them?
Oh, man, all we're doing is thinking about tomorrow and how badly we want to win it. I know they've had a great week of preparation, and there's a great attitude in the locker room. We're playing a great team. I think the two best teams in the AFC are playing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great rivalry, and just hope we win at the end.
How nervous do you get the night before a game?
Very.
Well, you have new ownership in Cleveland. Last year, Jacksonville was new ownership.
Yep.
When you go to the new ownership, do you talk about the Patriots being the model franchise that they are, and do you talk to their owners about...
Well, I think it's fair to say that when a new owner comes in, they look to figure out how to do it right. And they go and they talk to other clubs, and I don't think anyone goes without stopping here in New England. And the Kraft family is great about sharing their learnings and their experience and how to do it right. But at the end of the day, it comes back to everyone finding their own model, the way it should get done, the way they want to represent the community. And we're fortunate. The two new owners we have this year are going to be great for the league for a long time and their community.
Guys, thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.
Two of the most powerful men in football. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
This guy.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
We visit with Patriots playmaker Rob Ninkovich
into the postseason, you know that, you know, it's either win this game or, you know, you're cleaning out your locker.
But first, Tom Brady is mic'd up.
Let's go! Let's go!
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette, the official shave of the New England Patriots. By Subway, the official training restaurant of the New England Patriots. And by Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the New England Patriots.
Our cameras went along with Tom Brady as he was mic'd up. You can check out Tom Brady mic'd up against Houston on the sidelines. Check out Brady.
Let's go, baby! Let's go! Let's go! Right, turn your head.
Catch. Hey, championship drive, man. Right here.
Ready, set.
Snap to Brady. Fires to the right. Top first down to the 40-yard line.
Go! Let's go!
Hey, hold on, Wendy. Hold on. Hold on.
Brady passed to the left side. Lloyd into the end zone. Easily touchdown.
Good job, Lloyd.
Big play.
Tell him the shortest ain't got. Hey, I'm gonna go slant.
Make it quick, Brandon.
Brady shotgun. Back to throw. Brady over the middle. It goes complete to Brandon Lloyd at the 25.
Hey, it's a great play, boy. Nice job, Wesley.
Wendy, you were awesome, baby. You were awesome. You were awesome.
Nice job.
Nice game, man. You're a great player. You're a great player.
Way to go, guys. Way to go, guys.
Well, during those Super Bowl seasons, Patriots fans got a chance to see number 50 make some big-time plays on defense. Well, Mike Vrabel has retired since then, but Rob Ninkovich has brought a new legacy to that number. And former Patriot Matt Chatham got a chance to sit down and talk with Ninkovich earlier this week.
In this system with the Patriots, your role's been constantly changing, always growing. How are you now in this role, and do you feel comfortable?
Yeah, you know, I can remember the first day I was here, like yesterday. You know, I was just trying to make the team as a special teams guy, you know, doing everything I could, you know, just trying to get on the field as an R3 on kickoff, you know. So, you know, it seemed to, you know, snowball from, you know, being a special teams guy. I'm definitely comfortable with, you know, everything that I'm, you know, in right now, the role that I'm playing. It's definitely been fun.
Sanchez is back to throw. He is going to be hit and sacked.
Playmaker, baby. Playmaker.
Rob, jet killer. Jet killer.
I think one of the things I appreciate most about you, just from my own personal experience of the guys I played with, is I know how hard it is to do what you're doing.
Yeah.
At your size, at 260 pounds, to put your hand on the ground and be able to stand up, but then also to be in the run game to take on 320-pound tackles. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, the adjustment you had to make? Does it affect your weekly routine, those kinds of things?
Yeah. You know, I really, a lot of the things that I do on the field go back to when I first learned how to play football, and a lot of it's technique, you know. There can be a guy who's 100 pounds heavier than you, but if you're able to, you know, put your hands inside, you know, his chest and stand him up, you know, he's not really going to use all that weight to his advantage. So, you know, a lot of it's leverage, and, you know, being 6'3", 260 helps you, you know, stay low and get underneath people so you're not, you know, getting driven off the ball. You know, it's a lot of it comes down to technique. I mean, the guys that have the best technique are the ones that are strong on the line of scrimmage, and they're still able to two-gap people and come off on the ball and make plays.
It's a one-week season.
That's our season. What happens in the next week?
Coach had said after this last game that it's now a one-game season, and it's time for selling out. In what ways have you seen that message sort of take root within the locker room, within the preparation, within the practice week?
Yeah, you know, again, once the regular season's over and, you know, you're into the postseason, you know that, you know, it's either win this game or, you know, you're cleaning out your locker. So
big trash bag.
Yeah, I've been there. It's not a good feeling.
No, it's not.
And really, you want to make sure that you have no regrets. You know, you want to go have a great week of preparation and go into the game saying, hey, I've done everything I can to be mentally prepared to play this game.
We're still ahead. The Bellustrator and our roundtable of Patriots alumni break down the Ravens. All that and more as Patriots All Access continues right after this. Stay with us. All Access. We are coming to you live from inside the home of Patriots owner Robert Kraft. And you know what? It is time now for one of my favorite parts of the show. Yes, the Bellustrator. Yes, the Bellustrator. Now with the coach for the Bellustrator, brought to you by Putnam Investments. Baltimore coach, I guess, you know, they got a lot of things coming at you offensively.
Well, they make a lot of big plays, and this is a play last week against the Broncos where Torrey Smith's out here, and he ends up running a deep post pattern on Champ Bailey. And, you know, the inside part of the coverage, this is, you know, Bolden coming through here, kind of, you know, tying up the two safeties. So that creates a single out here for Smith. Smith just comes out there, runs a post pattern, gets behind Bailey. Flacco puts it out there perfectly for him, and it's a 60-yard touchdown.
That's an impressive throw, those type of conditions. I know the air is thin. They talk about Denver, but it was cold during that game. Balls don't fly that far in the cold.
Right. It was really, again, like they've had so many times this year, a very well-executed play where they get behind the defense, and either the receiver goes up and makes a great catch, or it's a, you know, a good throw that, you know, that's right on the money.
Sure.
Well, that last the first play we saw to Smith, this is Jacoby Jones, who's done a great job for him on returns, but he's also an excellent receiver. And this time we've got the tight end coming up over the middle and a deep post pattern to Jones. Again, another well-thrown ball against the Raiders here by Flacco. Puts it right on the money. Jones goes up, makes a nice catch on it. It's not all Smith, although he's a lot of it.
Yeah.
It's also Bolden and Jones.
It's
and
hard to double
we'll
guys.
Pitta.
Yeah.
It really is. It really is.
And then you got Ray coming out of the backfield. You forget about him. That's the last guy you want to forget about.
No, yeah, that's right. You don't want to forget about him at all. They're all dangerous. That's the problem. So this is Bolden against the Colts in the playoffs. So he's the on the line of scrimmage. This is Torrey Smith coming in motion, coming through the middle of the field. And this is Bolden coming out here with a little out move, and then it turns it up and gets a step on the defender. And again, the receivers are so big, they don't really need a lot of room down there. They're big enough where they can go up and take the ball away from some of the smaller corners like Bolden does here, and, you know, turn it into a 50-yard gain.
That's not a 25-yard throw. That ball's traveling 50, 55 yards in the air.
Yeah, really, really dangerous. You know, these guys can get a lot of yards in a hurry.
All right, here you go again. Right,
yeah.
Cover two, right?
That's right. This time it's split safety coverage, so down the middle on the middle read here to Pitta. You know, makes a nice catch. He's also very good with the ball in his hands on catch and run plays, short passes and breaking tackles and all that. But here he is, you know, coming right down the middle here, reads the safeties, divide, and makes a nice move. The ball, again, is well thrown. You can see it's just over the head of the linebacker, just in front of the safety, right in that little dead spot there. It's an excellent throw, good catch. And there they are, ready to knock on the door and score again. So, they really do a good job of getting the ball to a lot of different people, but however they do it, they make a lot of big plays.
All right, Coach, I know you worked hard all year. AFC Championship game, go get Baltimore.
All right, thanks, Seth.
Good luck. Next up, a roundtable of Patriots as they break down the matchup of tomorrow's game as Patriots All Access continues live from Robert Kraft's house.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of pursuing performance excellence. Putnam is a proud partner of the New England Patriots. By Bank of America, the official bank of the Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
WBZ is your official Patriots station, and we got you covered from start to finish. Tomorrow, we'll get things started with a special one-hour Patriots game day at 11:30. The conversations with Wes Walker, Shane Vereen, and Phil Sims at 5 o'clock. We got a special playoff edition of the WBZ News with live reports from Gillette Stadium. Then it's the NFL Today at 6, and the Pats and Ravens kick off at 6:30. And when the game is over, tune in to MyTV 38 for the Patriots' fifth quarter post-game show with live coverage of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick's post-game news conferences. Welcome back to Patriots All Access, live from Robert Kraft's house. And joining me now, well, these guys really don't need any introduction. Matt Light, former Patriot Matt Light, I have trouble saying that, by the way, and Scott Zolak. And Matt, I want to start with you because you've been named honorary captain for tomorrow's game. I already talked to Kevin Falk about it. How special is it for you?
Well, listen, it's incredible. Number one, I'm going to the game, and I'm going to be a fan for the first. Like a legitimate fan. I couldn't say that earlier.
No, it's good.
Who as a former player in their first year as a fan during the regular season? Because the only thing I had in my mind was let's get to the playoffs. I mean, that's the only thing that matters, right?
Playoffs. Right. That's the only thing that matters, right, Scott?
There's two guys that have the opportunity to take the helmets off and throw blows tomorrow. Logan Mankins is one. The other guy sitting here.
It's bad.
What are you going to tell Nate Solder before the game about T. Sizzle?
Hey, listen, I don't think you need to tell him anything. I mean, the kid's played extremely well.
Yep.
And I say kid because I kind of look at him that way. But he grew up in a hurry. Here's a guy that had literally nothing in the form of coaching or on-the-field stuff due to the lockout. Came in, had a great season last year, took control of a position that was held by a really good-looking guy
good
the year before. Well, this is for the guys.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, it's a sign of solidarity. I mean, we're getting after it.
Let's talk about this Ravens. And let's start with the two Rays. Ray Lewis first. Okay. Obviously, Baltimore is going to be playing off their emotions with Ray Lewis.
Yeah, I mean, look, the emotion's one thing, but what Ray does in a lot of other ways is almost, it's almost impossible to recreate anywhere on anything. I mean, the guy, he's been around forever.
Right.
His experience, his wealth of knowledge, his preparation, and how he, how he really commands those guys around him to do more and do it better. Is it's more than just hype. It's more than a speech. It's what Ray Lewis represents.
And of course, the dance that you see right here. He's going to come out and do his thing. And
I've done that with him.
You have?
No, he hasn't.
Are you kidding me? Hold on. Do you not remember the first ever 3D commercial in the history of the world with myself and Ray Lewis?
That stuff hooked up, right?
You had it. You were hooked up with that, weren't you?
I did the dance with Ray Lewis. Yeah, no, I had one-on-one coaching.
Scott, what about the other Ray? Ray Rice.
Ray Rice is pretty darn good, Steve. The big thing they have is three guys on the outside. Jacoby Jones, you got Bolden, and then you got the guy Torrey Smith. So you concentrate on them. Next thing you know, you got the tight end in Pitta. You forget about a guy like Ray Rice. Remember, Baltimore converted a 4th-and-29 on a check down this year. Don't let it happen tomorrow.
Yeah. So.
The night before an AFC Championship game, how much sleep are you getting?
You know what? I typically got a fair amount of sleep. I mean, look, you have the meetings.
Right.
All right. You break it down with coach. He gives you the last second. Okay, here's what we got to do. You know, your coordinators are getting after it. And then you go back to your
chicken
room.
Chicken wings with Scar. Don't forget that by the pool, right?
Oh, hey, listen.
That's the best thing about the night before.
The amount of chicken wings is what's impressive.
Yeah, of course, of course.
But then you get back to your room, and it's 100% you and your mind, mentally. What are you doing? What are you thinking? What do you know? You had to study one last time before you go to sleep, so you have it right. And look, these guys all have a process. I had a process. They got a process. The beauty of it is just do what you've always done. Don't switch it up.
Is there a curfew? Is there a curfew?
I mean,
are these guys in bed at a certain time?
I mean, they're, you're in bed. I mean, it's not like they're going to force you to, go to sleep. but there's a curfew each and every week. I mean, we can't figure things out on our own. We got to be told when to go to bed.
I want to bring up this Patriot graphic right quick, comparing Flacco to Brady. And if you look over the last few games, last few times these guys have met, the comparisons, you know, Flacco sort of outplayed Brady, and yet Brady's won two out of those three games.
See, the funny thing is, Steve, they're both quarterbacks. They don't play each other. Brady plays the Ravens defense. It's like the whole Manning theory, Brady versus Manning. How many years have you been through that? Take it, throw it out the window. It's Tom versus that defense, and it's Joe versus this defense.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens tomorrow.
It'll be fun. 100%.
Thank you very much, guys.
Good to be here.
All right.
It's good to see you, buddy.
Well, that would do it for this edition of Patriots All Access. These guys are going to say goodbye, but you know what? It's been an absolute blast here, and we want to say a special thanks to Robert Kraft because he welcomed us into his home tonight, and this place is absolutely jam-packed. So a special thank you to Kraft. Have a great night, everyone. I'm Steve Burton saying, see you later.